Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we're very excited to welcome to the show from Atlanta Hawks Media Day, Trey Young.
What up, Trey?
Trey, how are you?
What's up, y'all? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah,
doing
man,
great,
we're
man.
Doing all right. I got a question for you, though, because I was going to get to basketball. Congratulations, we haven't talked to you since you've been a new papa and everything. How has that been going? You getting up, changing diapers, getting bottles. What's your role right now?
My role is a supporter role and whatever I need to do to help the mom around the house and take care of my son. I'm whatever for him.
Congratulations,
the smart, solid dad slash husband answer. What's the sleep schedule like? Because I'll be honest with you, my young daughter had me up for 3 hours in the middle of the night last night, so I'm half empty today. How's the sleep schedule for you?
He's starting to sleep through the nights right now, but my mom and her mom has been helpful and been able to help. So grandparents are always helpful around this time. So they've been helping a lot to begin it.
Hell yeah, that's right. So obviously, you know, as you go throughout the basketball season, the off season and everything, we saw clips of you playing ball, runs and everywhere with all the other superstars in the league. But then you get a new teammate that is just, you know, such a compliment to what you do. We're talking about DeJounte Murray. Where were you when you found out? Because obviously you're the face of the franchise, so they talked to you about it. And what was your excitement level to get a guy like that to play next to?
I was in Oklahoma when I found out. I was actually getting ready to go to my gym at my house and get in the gym. Actually, it was crazy. He called me and said it happened, and Landry and them called me and let me know after it happened, after it was done and over with, and then I hit DeJounte. I was going crazy and yelled at him on the phone, and it was crazy. I remember being in Oklahoma and just full of excitement, and we had been talking about making this happen, and I'm just seeing how it fell through. It was great.
Where were you at? What'd you say?
Home.
Oklahoma.
No. The gym at the house.
Yeah,
right?
getting ready to go to the home gym.
Oh, yeah, good to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Oh,
my okay. house is getting built.
You get a max contract, you get a gym in your house. Hey, so for people that don't know, because, I mean, you know, not everybody's been watching the Spurs that closely the last handful of years. DeJounte was an all-star. Like, what kind of player is he? What kind of guy is he? Like, who are Hawks fans going to be rooting for this year in DeJounte Murray?
I mean, they're going to get an ultra competitor, and they're going to get someone like me as far as a competitive standpoint, as far as going to do whatever it takes to help our team win. I mean, he's not just great at one thing. I think he's really good at everything. And, I mean, from defense to scoring to getting everybody involved to rebounding to just – being smart as a playmaker and IQ, I think he just brings everything to the table, and I think he's just an ultra competitor, and I think that's what he's great at, and that's where we click, and I think that's where we can make something special too. So I think it's gonna be great.
Trey, we talked to Coach Nate an hour ago, actually, and everything. We talked about him coming down to see you and everything. How did those work out go? Can you explain some of the things that y'all were doing as far as y'all work out together? What were some of the things that you took away from it that you are probably gonna implement to your game this year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he came down and saw me, and we kind of talked about the season and what we can get better at and things and looking forward and what we can grow and be better at there. And so, yeah, he came down. It was a great visit. Got to spend some time with each other. Got to talk with each other and things like that. So it was great. And, I mean, for me, I just took away just, I mean, we obviously worked on some things off the ball, but he also got to learn some things about me because, I mean, I played off the ball before him growing up. I mean, I was a two guard my whole life until I was in eighth grade because I really just wanted to shoot. And that's why I can shoot from so far is because guys were getting taller and I was just on the wing. So I was just extending my range further and further out. And as I got better in my ball handling, I became and moved over to the point guard in like seventh, eighth grade. So I know how to play off the ball. And so when I played with Michael Porter, who was the number one player in my class, I mean, I wasn't the most ball dominant player on my team then, and I still averaged 27 in the league and ended up with 9 dimes a game. So I know how to play off the ball, and that's one thing Nate got to learn about me too is, I mean, I've done this before, but there's things that I know I can get better at and learn, and I'm looking forward to just going out and just showing and proving it again.
Trey Young joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from Atlanta Hawks Media Day. Obviously, the most exciting part of the offseason was some of the guys that were added. A lot of rumor throughout the entire offseason. Was there any part of the summer where you were worried John Collins wouldn't be your teammate when the season started this year?
I mean, there's been rumors before with John being in there. But, I mean, throughout the whole time, all the rumors were going on, everything. I mean, John kept it professional. John stayed locked in. And as soon as the trade deadline and everything was over with, I mean, y'all saw me and him in the Drew League playing with each other. So, I mean, if people don't want to get the hint, I mean, that was a hint right there, just showing, I mean, what it is. So, I'm proud to call him a brother because he stays professional in times like that. So it was good to see.
And we saw that as we were talking about earlier, Trey. I mean, we see you all offseason. You were in the Drew League. You were here. You were there. How does that come about? Like, do y'all have like this wide text chain among superstars? Hey, man, I'm going to have this run in New York City and all those different things. Because you, every time you looked up, you saw groups, you see Trey Young out there.
Nah, for sure. For sure. I mean, usually when you hear about a run or a big time open gym game, more times than not you're gonna hear my name maybe in there. So I just love to hoop, and as I've gotten older, I feel better about myself, and I just feel satisfied bringing more people with me in whatever I'm doing. So I mean, when it comes to this hooping stuff in the off season, I mean, I wanted to bring my teammates and my brothers with me, so I thought it was the perfect timing too, with everything that was going on and with everything that was being said about, I mean, him as a teammate and as a player in our organization. I just wanted to kind of do that for us.
Do y'all pick teams like we should pick at the playground? Like, do they have who got next and all that?
I mean, in some of these gyms, like, you got trainers who set the open gyms up, and then they kind of set the teams together. So, yeah, so that's how you get the KD and Kyrie on the same team.
Okay.
And
got
me and James.
Okay.
So that's how it is.
You tell DeJounte to go easy on some of those guys. Like, whatever, it's funny, the number one draft pick, I get it. But, like, some of these guys are just like middle school teachers now. Like, DeJounte, take it easy, DeJounte. Like,
If they want to get out on the floor and be on that court with us, they got to play the same by the same rules.
Fair
right?
enough. Fair enough. hey, one last thing. What do you think? Because, I mean, we follow you on social media and we hear what people are saying, and you do too. What do you think, as far as your game goes, is the most, I don't know, misunderstood, overlooked? Like, what is the part of your game that you think people maybe don't respect as much as they should and you'd like to get them to this season?
I mean, I don't know if there's anything I'm, like, looking to prove to anybody else, to be honest with you. Like, I'm just trying to win a championship. Like, I don't care about nobody's opinion about me or whatever. All I care about is winning a championship with my teammates and for this city. So whatever other people think about me or this team and what they don't think we're gonna do this year, it's for what for them to think. But I mean, I don't really care about it. I know we can win a championship here this year, and I'm just looking forward to going out and just trying to prove it each and every day.
We look forward to it as well.
Appreciate you, Trey.
Thanks for the time, Trey.
All right, y'all. Appreciate it.
Trey Young there, Atlanta Hawks. A lot of good offseason conversation there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.